Secretary, would you call the roll?
Do you want to call the meeting to order?
Yes, I'm calling the meeting to order now. We'll just,
okay.
Just call the roll.
Okay. One second. Aaron, KTFK.
Point of order. First of all,
I'm calling. I'm calling the roll.
Okay,
the meeting hasn't been called.
I'm sorry, you're out of order, Ms. Aaron. Until
order.
We officially finish the roll call, then we'll hear any points of order. But
the roll call is bogus. 10 is not quorum for this meeting. The
Grace Aaron, I'm going to ask you again that you're out of order until we call the roll, and then we'll take up any points of order once we finish our housekeeping. Madam Secretary, can you continue calling the roll?
Yes, Alexander, KPFK. Can't hear you. Bethune, KPFT.
Here.
Present. Brown, WPFW. Sorry? Can't understand. I'm calling for Jim Brown. Can't hear you. Kesnave, KPFT.
Present.
Present. Crozier, KPFT.
Here.
Present. Edward Seifert, KPFA.
Brian's here.
Present. Fuentes, KPFA. Can't hear you. Gammon, Uhuru Radio Affiliate.
Uhuru. Present.
Present. Goodman, KPFK. Can't hear you. Coburn is present. Norman, WPFW. Present. Novick, KPFK.
Present.
Longaza, WMXT affiliate.
Present.
Present. Patel Adams, KPFT. Can't hear you. Pinchback, WPFW.
Here.
Present. Thornton, WPFW.
Here.
Present. Wilkinson, KPFA.
I'm here.
Present. Chair, we have quorum.
Okay, can we get some timekeepers? Who's going to keep the subject matter?
This is Brian. I can do that.
And who's going to monitor the individuals? 90 seconds.
Adriana.
Okay, also, Michael Novak is going to be acting as our sergeant of arms. If anyone gets disruptive or disrespectful, we'll have to call upon our sergeant at arms.
Okay, this is Grace Aaron. I have a point of order.
Yes, Ms. Aaron, what's your point of order?
My point of order is, first of all, the names of the WBAI directors were not on the roll. The Pacifica National Board, you guys who put this meeting together, cannot abrogate the bylaws. It says in Article 5, Board of Directors, Section 1, Point A, directors defined. Directors are those natural persons who have been elected to and are serving on the Foundation's Board of Directors, Board. You cannot unilaterally abrogate the rights of directors for an entire signal area. No business can occur of the PNB until there is representation and voting representation from WBAI. Therefore, I would like to insist that this meeting is not a legal meeting of this body. You cannot make a decision that is in violation of the bylaws.
Okay. We heard your point of order. This is a continuation meeting. We did hear that issue at the last meeting, and I think the board debated it, and everybody had their discussions on it, and the board took a vote.
Any vote.
I'm sorry, Ms. Aaron. I've heard you. Could you please listen to me?
Okay.
We're ruling on your point of order. This is a continuation meeting, and we heard that subject matter, and the board has made a decision on that. It voted on a motion, and so we're going to move on with the meeting today. So.
Okay, I'd like to challenge the chair.
Janet, may I say something?
The Secretary, you wanted to add to that yet?
Well, based on what had happened last week, that meeting was never adjourned. There had been a motion to adjourn, which failed, and it just never adjourned, and the adjournment time went by without an official adjournment. So it really it wasn't adjourned, really.
Okay. So we're going to move on now. This is a continuation meeting, as the Secretary said. We didn't adjourn.
Okay.
I have a
point of order about that. You
with
all
that,
may not
that.
Have been on the call. This is Grace Aaron. You may not have been on the call, but Jose Luis Fuentes adjourned the meeting, possibly after you were off the call, but many of us were still on the stream. He adjourned the meeting. If you'd like to take a break and listen to the stream where he adjourned the meeting, he did adjourn the meeting.
Chair, may I respond to that?
No, I'll take care of it. I'll handle
okay.
it. No, but Jose Luis cannot adjourn the meeting. No other individual can adjourn the meeting. That's a formal motion that has to be taken. And that was...
Excuse me, there was a motion that I heard it, and it was carried.
Who is that speaking?
Greg Lefevre.
Greg Lefevre shouldn't be on this call.
Bob Young from WBAI, and I'm on the call, and I'm sick and tired of being disenfranchised by the BNB.
I didn't
put
hear
me on
that
notice.
Part.
That's right.
Chair, I would like to announce myself. This is V. Patel Adams from KPFT.
I have you.
Everybody stop talking.
Stop disenfranchising WBAI and we'll participate.
I want you to
Okay, could everyone mute their phone? Because I can't hear it. Could everyone mute their phone?
You're not going to silence me. I'm not going to mute my phone, goddammit.
Who is that?
Frank Lefevre, listener director from WBAI.
Mr. Lefevre, you
and
have...
And I will not allow my constituents and myself to be
as many times as you want. Keep calling back.
This
is Director Bob Young from WBAI New York, and we're tired of being disenfranchised.
Line muted. Press #1 to speak.
Hello?
Somebody forcibly muted my phone.
Hello, can you hear me? This is Bill. Can you hear me? Somebody muted my phone. I didn't do that. I wasn't talking.
You keep bouncing. Somebody should have muted my phone, too.
Well...
Line muted. Press #1 to speak.
Michael Novak.
Yes.
Michael.
Yeah.
I'm trying to decide what to do on the next.
You don't phone.
You'll your point of order. Can you hear me?
Hello?
I got everything.
Can I just
Michael?
Hello?
Tony, it's Brian. Were you calling my name earlier?
Yeah, I wanted to do your introduction.
Oh.
Hey, wait. We need to do excused absences.
Sure. My name is Brian Edwards Teeger. I work at KPFA. And for the past couple of years, I've been hearing the
transfer. I am sorry. That's not a valid extension. Please try again.
Brian?
And for the past couple of years, I've been chairing the Finance Committee for the Pacifica National Board. You will be getting a long report from me shortly about where we are on budgeting and on our first financial reports. Look forward to working with y'all.
I'm here, but I could hardly.
Well, could you just do your introduction in 1 minute? We're going to just ask you, bear with us, and just go through with your introduction.
Okay, Mr. Luis Fuentes, I've been on the PMV. This is my third year. I've been on the LSB for 4 years at KPFA. I'm an attorney here in Oakland, California, and I'm trying to see if we can all work together to make Pacifica stronger and also try to get ourselves out of this financial hole we're in, and that's going to require the help of WBAI and KPFK and Los Angeles to help us get out of this hole we're in.
Come on.
Yes, Stan, hello. Point of
hello, can you hear me?
I know there are people trying to
transfer. I am sorry. Please try again.
My name is Tom Drummer. I'm from Ahuru. I am the president director of Ahuru Radio. We spoke to African community.
I'm sorry. It's most improper.
At one point,
it is not proper to proceed without anything on the call.
Very sadly nervous about this opportunity. But as the time so far been on this board, you know, has let me know that, you know, I'm really needed because people with all these resources and guests are doing these types of things between people like the people I represent, the African working class, from having an opportunity and access to these things that Pacifica National Board allows the people to have. This is like the pedagogy.
Okay.
of order.
People not in mute cells and it's
hello. When it's your
people not with the call and that there's a phone
with the call. I see you on in yourself.
I'm not sure anything because of the beeping.
Okay.
Hello, gentlemen. I'm here. I don't know if anybody can hear me. Want to please indicate here, Jan Goodman. Someone acknowledge that Jan Goodman is here.
May I make a suggestion?
What is your suggestion, Janet?
That I go through the names and have people mute right after I call their name.
In point of order, can you folks hear me?
Well, well, what we're going to do now is there anyone else who would like to introduce themselves?
Yes.
Janet. Janet, please introduce yourself.
Okay. Janet Coburn, listener director from KPFA. I've been on the KPFA LSD since January 2012. This is my third year serving as a PMB director. I've been an active member of various PMB committees. I was PMB secretary in 2015 and am currently secretary pro tem. I support local grassroots community and activist radio. I formed the Strike Debt Radio Collective that was aired shows on KPFA. I'm an eclectic human rights activist. I have been deeply involved in Palestine solidarity and was a passenger on the 2010 Gaza Freedom Flotilla. I also work on other projects such as housing rights, the Occupy movement, election integrity, and anti-imperialism, to name just a few. I'm a retired New York City high school math teacher, and I have over 15 years' experience in the information technology industry, including having a quality assurance manager, having been one, and a technology auditor. I think we have to move ahead with our strategic planning, and that should include holding our management and staff accountable to implement it. I look forward to working with all of you this year. Ben.
Did you have anything you want to say briefly?
Point of order.
Mike, can you hear me? Do you have anything to say?
Point of order, Mr. Chair. I keep getting disconnected. I have not made any disruption. I'm trying to raise a point of order.
Well, will you wait till we finish introductions? We're going to finish introductions.
Okay, I didn't know what you're doing because somebody keeps disconnecting me, and I have not been doing anything.
Well, Bill, I would suggest you call your friends and stop the disruptions, and then we can have more order, okay?
I don't know who's doing what. I'm just trying to be recognized, sir.
Okay, Michael Novak, did you want to introduce yourself?
Wait a minute. What about me, Jan Goodman? My name came way earlier, and am I just chopped liver? I mean,
do you want to introduce yourself, Jan?
I would love to introduce myself.
And please go forward.
Thank you very much. My name is Jan Goodman. I was served 6 years previously on the KPFK LSB. I was just elected again and elected to the PNB. I'm a lawyer. I've worked on lots and lots of different things. And every you know, major social movement since I was a child. And I would like to know, is anyone from WBAI scheduled to be on this call?
It's a point of order. We're just doing introductions. Have you finished your introduction?
That's a point of order. I want to know who's on this call.
Okay, Ms. Goodman, you're out of order. We only asked you to do your introduction. We've already addressed your points of order. The next,
You know what? If you did, I didn't hear it because I couldn't hear it. I haven't heard anything.
We've finished introduction. We're moving on to the next person.
Point of order.
I know that.
My point of order were never recognized, Mr. Chair.
Bill, we'll recognize you when we finish this item. Michael Novick.
This is Michael Novick. I'm a PND member from KPFK. I've previously served on several PND committees, acting with anti-racist acts in Los Angeles and many of the coalitions in Los Angeles, dealing with economic and social justice, racial justice, and part of the we've been called White People for Black Lives. It's an ally organization to Black Lives Matter. The PNB, the network, addressed all the pressing economic issues of our time, and that the foundation and the stations can build on that thing.
Some people are trying to Are you on the line? Okay, Mr. Adams from Houston. Would you like to introduce yourself? Okay, Mr. Adams.
Did you say? This is V. Patel Adams from KPFC.
Could you quickly introduce
yourself?
This is V. Patel Adams from KPFC.
Okay, Mr.
Adams.
Could you introduce yourself?
Yeah,
Adam?
Okay, Ron,
can you
hear me? I propose that everybody who's not in the call should mute themselves. Everybody trying to keep the call going would mute themselves to identify who is not in the hearing.
This is V. Patel Adams.
Yes, could you introduce yourself briefly?
Please, I'm from KPFC. I am the programmer representative. I'm part of the Houston Indie Media Collective and show at KPFC. And, you know, I just want to thank you.
On Pitchback, could you briefly introduce yourself? We know there are people trying to distract you, but do the best you can.
Pitchback, a long-time member of WPFW family. Former general manager, former program director, looking forward to working with everybody, Harmony, to the PNB.
It's my first time on PNB. And I've been on the local station board at WPFW for about a year. I've been working in committees, the programming committee, the finance committee, prior to that, working on those committees, and I got elected to the WPFW LSB a year ago. And I'm also a member of when I was the treasurer of WPFW board from 2015. And I had to step off the board, but I'm on the PNB. And I'm also, I work with the QU for social justice in the National Capital Area. A lot of advocacy work and I'm very honored to be part of the people and involved in so many social justice issues, and I look forward to working with everyone this year.
Okay, Margie.
I can't introduce myself because I'm broken hearted that people would be so irresponsible and so I can't even talk. This is so awful, and the people who are disrupting this meeting really, really don't care about Pacifica at all. There are ways of handling disputes and differences, and what is going on is not one of them, and I am just desperately unhappy about this, and I'm ashamed of people who are behaving that way.
Possible to mute all phones? Can you hear me, Sergeant at Arms?
I just dropped the one who's making that noise.
Okay. We're going to move on to the next item on the agenda, which is the primary objectives, the election.
A point of order, Mr. Chair.
Bill Crozier, what is your point of order?
Okay, well, first you skipped
before I recognize you, could you please, I know they're not making noise while you're talking, could you please ask your friends to respect everybody else when they talk? Before I recognize
you.
No,
you know, I've been very disrespected here. I wasn't making any noise. I was muted several times when I had my own phone. I couldn't talk at a great point of order. And then I wasn't,
what is the point of order, Bill?
Recognized when I was trying to make points of order. And then I was disconnected several times.
But, Bill, what is your point of order?
Well, let me start out first by saying it's highly improper to disconnect people just because you don't want to hear them. And I don't know who's doing that. If it's
well, Bill, I'm just going to have to interrupt. You know what's going on. You see who's trying to disrupt these calls. You hear the noise.
I don't hear any noise.
So that's why we're having these technical difficulties, because all of the noise and the distractions.
If that's
your point of order, then that is why it is going on. There's nothing I can do about it, Bill.
You can tell whoever's disconnecting people, don't disconnect people who aren't even making noise. I wasn't making noise.
Okay.
I was either silent or trying to make a point of order, and several times I was disconnected.
Okay, we got you, Bill. We know you're not the one making the noise, but you can please call those people that you think you knew was making the noise to tell them to respect the
one to speak.
Okay, can you hear me? I don't know who was doing that, but I was muted.
Everybody muted because of the noise.
Sounded like everybody was muted.
Okay, well, what I was trying to do, whenever the noise started, was raise some points of order. I think this is still a continuing breach of the bylaws. Do not seat anybody from WBAI. It's highly improper, and it's wrong. The bylaws say that all nations are supposed to be represented, and you're not allowing anybody from WBAI to be on the call. I don't understand that. No wonder people are angry. There's also a continuing breach by allowing two...
That he's been warned, he continues to speak. Could you please write him up as being noted that he's out of order?
What are we talking about?
Sergeant of Arms, mute Mr. Crozier's phone. We recognize his point of order.
Because I raised a point of order.
Okay, Danny.
I can understand with the meeting.
I am sorry. That's not a valid extension. Please try again.
Can you hear me now, or am I muted?
Yes, the next item is time for the permanent officer.
Can you hear me? Am I muted?
There.
Can you hear me, Mr. Chair? Bill Crozier?
I've already recognized
transfer. Secretary of Pacifica.org.
and to the PND.
One to speak.
Pound one to speak.
Can you hear me? I was just muted and then I unmuted.
I muted everyone to try to see who was making the noise.
Okay, so I'm going to continue. Number two, all nominees are to confirm via email their willingness to run for the respective office or seat, or their decision to withdraw from running no later than Thursday, February 11th, midnight Eastern time. On February 12th, the Secretary Pro Tem shall notify the PNB directors of the confirmed nominations and send out ballots to PNB directors, office positions, or PNB committee. Four, PNB
your motion. I heard a second.
Excuse me, this is
wonderful. I cannot understand anything.
Mr. Goodman in Los Angeles. I have been dropped twice.
That motion has just
yes,
been
I object.
Read.
Yes, I object.
Is there any objection to the motion?
Yes, I object.
Transfer. I'm sorry. That's not a valid extension. Please try again.
Seconded. Yes, I object.
This
I cannot.
Mr. Goodman, I have no idea what the second is the motion. Why?
I have
being booted off this call.
I haven't heard the motion.
Janet, can I just clarify something?
Got
1 to speak.
Excuse me, this is Dan Goodman. I've been booted off. Nothing, I cannot hear any motion. Nothing, I cannot hear any motion. Hello?
Madam Secretary, did you finish reading the motion?
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay, yes, I did, and it's also, it was also sent to the PND directors earlier today.
And I thought
they should have it spelled out.
Seconded by Adriana. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Right.
Sorry.
Now, almost everybody's muted except for the secretary and the chair.
Okay, that's, I heard it seconded by Adriana.
Trying to prevent all the beeping.
Okay.
Mr. Chair, Bill Crozier.
I heard it seconded by Adriana. I did not hear an objection to it.
Point of order, can you hear me? I do object.
I'm sorry, Bill.
Hello, this is Jan Goodman. Am I still on this call?
Yes, you are.
I did not hear what motion was read, seconded.
Line muted. Press #1 to speak.
Hello, it's Nancy. Can you hear me? Hello, it's Nancy. Can you hear me? So it seems that even if you get muted, you can unmute yourself with the #1.
Yes, anybody who's muted can unmute themselves.
Am I unmuted? Because you can't tell whether you're muted or not this way.
No, you're not muted, Bill. You can unmute yourself.
Thank you. Well, what I was going to ask is what Jan was bringing up. I don't know where we are, which motion was read or partial read, and...
Can you disconnect the calls that are making that noise?
I'm trying to figure out who's making the noise. I've disconnected several calls several times. People keep calling back in.
I've been disconnected, well, and I haven't done anything.
Same for me, and I'm still trying to figure out where we are. Can somebody please tell us which motion was being read, and I don't even know what you did when I was disconnected.
I'm sorry, am I muted or not?
No, you're not.
Thank you.
Mr. Chair, are you there?
Yeah, Jim.
Michael.
Thank you.
I'm wondering what's happening. I was just, you know, like silenced here. And what motion was on the floor?
I'm here.
Hello?
What motion is on the floor?
What motion was the motion? It was the motion that the secretary had sent earlier.
It was the motion.
I don't know if my name was called, but if there's a vote, I oppose it.
To speak.
Can somebody please clarify which option? Kept getting disconnected while I wasn't making any noise at all, and I don't understand what's going on and why I'm just randomly disconnecting people, but I cannot follow the meeting.
Yeah.
Yeah.
People will allow me to treat everyone collectively like you each individual. You have to lie every time.
There's an incessant beeping that this covers everything else that's being said. I'm going to unmute. I'm going to mute everyone, and if you would stay muted for a minute, we can figure out where the beeping is.
Yeah, where we are. Yeah.
Press #1 to speak.
Press #1 to speak.
I muted everyone so we can stop the incessant beeping. If people would just take some of that, I will mute everyone one at a time.
Jan Goodman, where are we in this agenda? I heard something about a motion and without opposition, and I need to know on the table, what motion is it? And I oppose any motion that I can't hear.
On the table, what motion is it? And I oppose any motion that I can't hear. On the table,
you told everyone to stop.
Bye. 1 to speak.